Okay, we'll just say the kista then. Most of the Torah way speakers who speak on the Nyonim of Halacha say something along the lines of, I'm not here to paskin any shailas, I'm just going to discuss the inyan, and so that you know what's the question, and then you have to ask your Moreh Roh. That's obviously true, but we'd like to learn a little bit of Halacha as well. So we discussed the theory in the last few days of how you can or can't be Mitzara for cotton, what the Svara is. Over the next few days, we'd like to look at some halacha lemaisa, which you can take away with you. The kitzah, they will come under four categories. Number one, if we allow b'shas hadchak, what do you call shas hadchak? Number two, should he hold a sefer Torah or a chumash, and how do you define sefer Torah chumash? Number three, from what age can you be mitzara for cotton? The five things actually. Number four, which is interesting, is how many ketanim you could add to a minyan in order to make up. Could you do 1 and 9 or whatever, or 2 and 10, 2 and 8? And the final thing is, once you're being matar for cotton, what could you use it for? Is it only the very bare minimum? Is it kaddish, kedusha, boruchu, lining, kaddish rabbanon? What could you actually use it for? And later, under those five categories, we'll go through this week, and then later we'll move on to another minyan.
Yud Beis Shvat, Sunday the 1st of February, Rabbi Avram Chaim Zahn, Parshas Matzot. Bris Mila on Shabbos.
Morning, everyone. This week, Parshas Yisroi. Is the Aseres Hadibros. Pasuk says, Zocher es yom haShabbos lekadshoy. And Rashi says, as we say on Friday night, Zocher b'shomer b'dibo echad nemru. That the word Zocher, which is in this week's Adra, and the word Shomer, which is b'Yishchanan, were said at the same time, were said simultaneously. And then Rashi brings a few other examples of two separate psukim, both of which were said at the same time. V'chein, Rashi says, Mechal leho mois yumos, if a person is Mechal Shabbos Yischai Misa, uv'yema Shabbos shnei kvosim. On Shabbos you have to bring two kabonas, which involves shchita, which is a malacha deraisa, the tomid and the musaf. Those two members were said, v'bas achas. In other words, to imply that even though normally you're not allowed to shecht on Shabbos, but this is an exception. And then Rashi carries on a few other things. L'isul b'shatnas, gedilin ka'aseloch, shatnas, tzitzis, yibum, and eshesach. Various examples of two psukim which were said, b'bas achas, which were said simultaneously, to imply that even though under normal circumstances this would be an aveira, in this situation this would. There's another case which Rashi actually doesn't mention, and that is Bris Mila. We know that Bris Mila, Mila Bismano, can be done on Shabbos. And we learn it from Apostle, Kubayay Mashmini, Yimoyel Bissar or Losai. It's not actually Mitzayra, but it's Sazria, which is close enough. And therefore, from that Apostle, we learn that, Vyay Mashmini, Afila B'Shabbos, you can do Bris Mila on Shabbos. And therefore, the Mishnah says in Masechta Shabbos that all parts of the Bris Mila can be done on Shabbos. Mila, that's with the first part of the Bris Mila with the knife. Then the priya, the tearing of the skin. And then the metzitza, the moil has to suck out the blood from the mokim of the Mila. All those three parts may be done on Shabbos. And we learn this out from the pasuk of Ubayim Hashmini Yimoil Basar Olosei. So comes the Chasam Sofer and asks a very, very beautiful question. Says the Chasam Sofer, that which Mila is Doicha Shabbos and Priya is Doicha Shabbos, that you can learn from the Pasuk of Bayim Hashmini. Because they are intrinsic, that's how you do Bris Mila. If you miss out either one of those two parts, you haven't done Bris Mila. So obviously if the Torah says Bayim Hashmini Yimuel Basar Olosai, that means Bayim Hashmini Afidu B'Shabbos, Mila and Priya. What about Metzitza? Where does Metzitza fit in to Bris Mila? So the Gemara says in Shabbos Be'emes, Metzitza has got no direct shaychus to Bris Mila. The Gemara says The Chazan understood that after a child has had a bris milah, there is a gross sakana. The child is in pikuach nefesh. And the only way to make sure that the child will survive the milah is, to guarantee that the child will survive the milah, is to do metzitza. For the moel, to do dafka metzitza and dafka bepeh, Chazal Baruch Kachem understood that this is what must be done, pikuach nefesh for the child. So it comes out that which metzitza can be done on Shabbos is not because this is bris milah. This is not bris milah. Milah is milah and priya. Metzitza is just like anyone else. Rachman in Islam, you have someone in danger of their life on Shabbos, you can be mechal Shabbos. So metzitza fits into that rule. The child is in pikuach nefesh, and therefore when we do metzitza, there's an interesting tshuva in Rav Moshe Feinstein. In the Igros Moshe, someone wrote a letter to Rav Moshe in which they wrote that just like by Dalad Minim on Sukkos, if you miss out one of the Dalad Minim, if you've only got three Minim, then of course you're not Yotza the Mitzvah, because the Mitzvah is Dalad Minim. So they said the same thing with the three components of Bris Milah, Milah, Priya, and Metzitza. If you miss any one of those three out, you haven't been Yotza Bris Milah. So Rav Moshe writes back to them that with all due respect, but I think there's been a slip of the pen. Because metzitza is crucial, a metzitza must be done. But it cannot be compared to the Dalad Minim. Even if you don't do metzitza, the mitzvah of Bris Milah has been performed completely. Because the two in the actual mitzvah of Bris Milah, there's only two components, Milah and Priya. Metzitza is avar, it must be done, and it must be done by every single time of Bris Milah, but it's not an integral part, it's not an intrinsic part of the mitzvah of Bris Milah. It's because the child's in danger. And so therefore, from the possible Vayema Shmini Yimoyel, from this possible we can learn that you do Milah and Priya on Shabbos, and from the fact, the general rule of V'chai Bahem, that we know that Pikuach Nefesh is Deicha Shabbos, from there we know that you can do Metzitza on Shabbos. What's the raya from the pasuk Ubayim Hashmini that you can do Bris Milah in the morning, Shabbos morning, like we do, and therefore you're going to have to be mechal Shabbos by doing Metzitza? Maybe we should do Bris Milah the last minute of Shabbos, the last minute of the day of Shabbos. Wait 30 seconds till it's Matzah Shabbos. And then do Metzitza. If Metzitza would be an integral part, if Metzitza would be a chelik of the mitzvah of Bris Milah, like the one who wrote the letter to Rav Moshe suggested, so then this is not an option. You have to do by Yom HaShmini. You've got to do every part of the Bris Milah on the eighth day. So if Metzitza is an integral part of the Bris Milah, that must also be done on the eighth day. So you can't do it Matzah Shabbos. Of a Hayyos that we just established, that Metzitza is not Avada. Every time you do a mitzvah of Bris Milah, you've got to do Metzitza. But Metzitza is not an intrinsic part of the mitzvah of Milah. It's just because the child is in danger, and therefore you have to do Metzitza in order to save the child. Okay, so Metzitza doesn't need to be done on Shabbos for that reason. What's the raya? What do we base our heter? That we do Bris Milah 11 o'clock in the morning, which means that now the moel has to be Mechal Shabbos a third time by doing Metzitza. What's the raya? Either possibly says Bayim HaShmini, Yechaban Eitza. Bayim HaShmini maybe means do Bris Milah the last minutes, the dying minutes of the day of Shabbos, so you're Yotza Bayim HaShmini, and then immediately after Shabbos you do Metzitza. So from where do we learn? Fred the Kafir Sefer. Where's the raya that Bris Milah can be done even during the day, and therefore allowing the moel to be Mechal Shabbos a third time by doing Metzitza? This is the kasha of the Chasu Sefer. Then the Chasu Sefer comes with a second kasha, very similar kasha. We know one of the basic rules of Shabbos is, before we come to the second kasha, says the Chasu Sefer, this question which I'm asking is dependent on a very famous Machlekes Hashoinim. I'm sure many of you have heard the Machlekes Hashoinim between the Ramban and the Baal HaMoher. In the days of the Gemara, the Metzias was a child immediately after Bris Milah, the wound had to be bathed in hot water. And this was a question of pikuach nefesh. And you had to have hot water at the ready immediately after the mila, and then you would bathe the wounds in the hot water. And so, if somebody did a bris mila on Shabbos, and all of a sudden, after the mila, they chapped, oi, give out, we forgot to put the kettle on, we forgot to put the urn on before Shabbos, there's no hot water, no shiloh whatsoever, you take the kettle, you plug it in, you can boil the water up if there's no goy available to see to it, knowing that no shiloh at all. Because it's pikuach nefesh. That's not a shayla. The shayla in the Rishonim is, what happens if they chapped before the bris mila? What happens if the moeder is about to do the mila, and he just turns around to the Aviyah Ben and says, is the water ready? And the Ba'ulikvot forgot the water. No hot water. So now what do? Two choices. Do you say, I've got a mitzvah mila? The Torah says, Mila b'yom hashmini must be done even on Shabbos. If I do bris mila, the child will be in danger. And then I'll have to be mechal Shabbos. So I'm bringing myself into a situation of chil Shabbos. It's not a problem. Because that will be considered chil Shabbos. Once I've done the bris mila, then it's pikuach nefesh. So I'm not doing anything wrong. The mila which I'm doing now has to be done. B'yom hashmini yimoyel b'sar losoi. Afterwards, that I'm going to find myself in a situation that I need to go and put the kettle on, I need to be Mechal Shabbos, then that will not be considered Chil Shabbos. Pikuach Nefesh is Deicha Shabbos. That's one option. Or, do you say no? Pikuach Nefesh means, Badi Eved, if you find yourself in a matzav, you did the Bris Mila, and only after the Bris Mila you discovered, you realized there was no hot water. So, Badi Eved, you found yourself in a situation where you need to be Mechal Shabbos in order to save somebody's life. By all means, mitzvah, you can go and be Mechal Shabbos. To go and put yourself in a situation, knowingly, put yourself in a situation, you could do the mila tomorrow. You won't be Mechal the mitzvah, but you're Mashmini. But to go ahead, knowingly, I'm going to do this bris mila, and I'm going to go, and that will cause that I'll have to be Mechal Shabbos. In Achanama, there's a hetor, pikuch nefesh. But who says you're allowed to knowingly, but makes it, so to speak, put yourself in a situation where it will be necessary to be Mechal Shabbos?
You could do, like you said before, do the end of Shabbos, and make the water just after Shabbos.
No, so it doesn't take time. Especially in the olden days, when to put the gas on takes 5-10 minutes, too long. You need the water vices immediately. So, Metzitsa you could do straight away. But the water takes, especially if it's Polly putting the kettle on, it takes a long time. So.
Why is it part of the bris mila?
Sorry?
If you need this water, it's part of the mitzvah, it's part of the bris mila.
Yeah, but it's not, it's part of the bris mila, but it's not. If you didn't do it and the child survived, just imagine, you still mekayim the mitzvah mila. You can't say, this is the mitzvah of mila. Let's say you don't bathe a bit, and miraculously the child survived. No one's going to tell you this child is an oral. This child doesn't have bris mila. It's not a part of the mitzvah mila.
Are you allowed to put a child in danger?
You're allowed. Every child, every meal is like that. So I'm monoshach. If I don't do it today, I'll do it tomorrow.
Then the mitzvah is something which you need for the mila. So if you know, you can. If you have to make the mila, you know automatically.
So he also happens.
Or water has to be with.
Yeah, so here I know, since I know that if I do the bris mila, so I'll do the mila and I'll have to boil the water. So this point is a machlekes between the Ramban and the Balamoir in Shabbos. The Ramban's opinion is, the first shitta, the Ramban says, Divina, you have a mitzvah bris mila. You don't have to worry about what's going to be afterwards. Divina, you have a mitzvah bris mila, go ahead and do what's right. Afterwards, you're going to have to be mechal Shabbos, not a problem. It's pikuach nefesh. It's not your problem. The Torah allows you. Go ahead and do the bris mila.
Sorry, and boil the water before.
Your shiloh before. Mm-hmm.
No, no, you have to. You won't be allowed to boil the water till afterwards.
You said afterwards.
It takes a bit of time. You're right. You're dead right. But the you won't be able to boil the chayyur. You won't be able to boil the water till afterwards. Vice
dois. But if you did it miyad, then you can't boil it afterwards.
No, but the ma'aseh, you won't be able to boil the water beforehand.
Why not?
The chayyur. Because the mice, until they're in the situation of sakana, until they're actually in the sakana, the fact that I know there's going to be, I don't think so. As Mr. Reasonable just said, I'm not Moran Paskening, but I don't. Lechera. Yeah, no, I'm sure.
You said that was a shaila. You started off just now saying the two cases either after or before.
Yes, so before. Yeah, so that means before. You realise beforehand. So now, yes, so now the shaila is: do you say don't do bris mila because you're gonna because then, or do you say do bris mila, then you'll be in sakana and then you'll be allowed to put the kettle on.
Then
you can do Masa Shabbos. Yeah, then you can do. Yeah.
That you can do it in the last minute of Shabbos.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, and you'll stop me there. Yeah. Come back next time. Okay, let's do next time part two.
Next year. Next year
is
not like Sunday.
Surrender, white flag.
Next year is different to some Sukkot, but here's a mother Sukkot going to
happen. Oh, it could be, I'm sure. Anyway, let me have my piece. So
yeah. The fact remains, if you start boiling the water before, you're not sure you're going to do this meal.
Right, no, you just can't. I'm sure you can't.
The knife can break, everything's going to
happen. Right. I'm sure you can't put you can't boil the water before.
You can't.
Yeah, so then you have a kasha, then wait the last minute, yeah, I'm not sure. Right, okay, so...
Nevertheless, Rambam.
Yeah, so this is the machlokes between the Ramban and the Balamoy. So the Ramban says, go ahead and do the bris mila. I afterwards you'll be in the matzvah, pikuach nefesh, machnish dais, doesn't matter. Pikuach nefesh is doicha Shabbos. The Balamoy says, no! You can't put yourself knowingly in a situation where you're going to have to be mechal Shabbos, even if that chilul Shabbos will be pikuach nefesh. But lechat chila, pikuach nefesh is a bedievet situation. You find yourself in a matzvah of pikuach nefesh, nosnish kabrera. You can be mechal Shabbos. But lechat chila to go put yourself, dosnish. Comes the chasa sofer and says, let's go back to the Chasam Sefer's Kasha, and we will see, clearly, the Chasam Sefer's Kasha is only a Kasha according to the Balamoyer, not according to the Ramban. The Chasam Sefer asked, Yama posuk ubayim ashmili yimayil basar alosay. And from that posuk we learn that you could do bris mila on Shabbos, you can be mechal Shabbos. Frekta, and therefore you could do matzitsa, you do bris mila, you could do matzitsa. Frekta, Chasam Sefer, what's the raya you could do matzitsa on Shabbos? Do the mila the last minute before Motzah Shabbos, and then you'll be able to do the Metzitzah Motzah Shabbos. Which date possible? Where do you see? Since the Metzitzah is not an integral part of the mila, so it doesn't need to be Biyom Hashmini. So what's the right? Zokter Chasam Sefer. According to the Ramban, this kash is not a kash, it's a non-starter. Because according to the Ramban, if the Torah says, Biyom Hashmini Yimoil, then finished, you can do Bismillah. You don't have to worry about, just like if the water spilt, And now you want to do bris mila. You don't have to worry about what's going to be afterwards. Afterwards, I'll be allowed to be mechal Shabbos because pikuach nefesh. So the same thing over here. Once the Torah has told me ubayayim hashmini yimayil basar losay, try and finish, end it. Do your bris mila. I afterwards are going to have to do matzitsa, and that's going to be a chilul Shabbos. What's the problem? It's pikuach nefesh. So according to the Ramban, says the Chasam Sefer, I don't have a kasha. It's very good. Once the Torah has told me, Ubayim Ashmini, Yimoyel, Basar, Losoi, do Brismila any time of the day you like. I, afterwards, you're going to have to do Matzitza, which is Chil Shabbos. Don't worry about it, Pikuach Nefesh. The question is, according to the Balamoy. The Balamoy said, no, Pikuach Nefesh is only b'dievet. If you find yourself in a situation where there's a Pikuach Nefesh, makes the Mechal Shabbos, and then you're allowed to be Mechal Shabbos. Or Belechatchila, to go and put, a person should put himself in, knowingly, in a situation where he knows he's going to have to be Mechal Shabbos, where even albeit with a heta of Pikuach Nefesh, says the Balamoy, no. If the water's spilled, and now you want to do bris mila, you can't do bris mila. You have to wait till tomorrow, even though you're missing out on the mitzvah of Bayoyim Hashmini. Fret the Chasam Sefer. Noibazoy Pukta Zoyimi, the Chasam Sefer says. The Balamoy says, if the water was spilled, then you cannot do bris mila on Shabbos. And therefore, making that you're going to have to boil the water on Shabbos, you're going to have to push the mila off till after Shabbos. Oibazoi, frek the Chasam Sefer. So the same thing when it comes to matzitza. What's the heter? In Ochanavah there's a possible of Bayeh Mashmini Gimel Basar Losoi. But what's the heter of doing bris mila at 11 o'clock in the morning, frek the Chasam Sefer? No, do bris mila the last few seconds, the last couple of minutes of the day of Shabbos, you fulfill the mitzvah of Bayeh Mashmini, then wait a couple of minutes, Motzah Shabbos will do mitzitza. That kasha lit the Balamor, there's no heter to put yourself in a situation of Chilul Shabbos. This is the kasha of the Chasam Sefer. Then the Chasam Sefer comes with another kasha. Very similar kasha. We know there's a principle, basic principle on Shabbos, that someone who does a melacha, but derech kilkul, mekalkul, The din is, then, min ha-Torah, you're not chayev. Because you need a melech's machshavas, a melocha on Shabbos must be done in a positive way. If it's done in a destructive manner, unless that destructiveness is in order to build soisa amanos libnos, etc. But if it's done in a destructive manner, makalkal is not a melocha derais on Shabbos. The Gemara comes in Masechtos Shabbos and says, there are a couple of exceptions. In melochas, which even if they are done derech kilkul, it's still called a melechas, you're still chayev. And one of those exceptions is the melacha of chabura, wounding, drawing blood. If a person wounds an animal, a person, and draws blood, even if it's done derech kilkul, even if it's done in a way which is not a constructive manner, it's done in a destructive manner, derech kilkul, nevertheless, that's a gzeras hakosav, that's a melacha gemura, and a person is chayv, if he did it from a shogeg, for example, a chatos, it's a melacha gemura. Says the Gemara, how do you know? Where's the raya? Can't stand to say a chiddush like that. Kilkul alamul adishka malacha. Says the Gemara, one of the proofs is from the fact that we need a pasuk that you're allowed to do bris milah on Shabbos. Ubayim ashmini yimayel basar alosay. Were it not for this pasuk, we would have to push off, even if the baby was born on Shabbos, you'd have to push off the baby till Sunday because of malacha. You're doing a malacha. Frank, the Gemara held, milah is dar kilkul. You start cutting. In Ocharami, you're doing it for a mitzvah, but the Gemara held, this is not like an operation which is for the sake of the gesundheit of the person, this is stam cutting, so even though it's a mitzvah, the Gemara counted, this is derech kilkul, so why do you need a pasuk, correct the Gemara? Why do you need a pasuk to tell me, ubayim ashmini yimoil? And it's only because of this pasuk that I know I'm allowed to do bris milah on Shabbos, even without the pasuk. It's derech kilkul. El Amai Zot the Gemara Shema Minah from the fact that we do need this pasuk is a raya that when it comes to chabura this malach in Ocharama or most of the other malachas if they are done derech kilkul you're not chayv, but chabura if you do even derech kilkul you also chayv. So I wouldn't know. Therefore, I would have thought that maybe you can. Therefore, I would have said you can't do the malacha. You can't do bismillah on Shabbos. In Ochanama, it's mekalkel or mekalkel v'chabur is chayev. So you have to push it off to after Shabbos. And therefore, I need the pasuk of Bayoim Hashmini. Frek the chasu sefer moir de kasha. Now, I'll tell you as a le'olam. You want to bring the arai? The Gemara is trying to prove. The Gemara is trying to say this chiddush mekalkel v'chabura is chayev. Because otherwise, why do you need the pasuk? Frek the chasu sefer le'olam. I'll tell you. Mekalkel b'chaburas potter, like any other malach. I freks takasha. So then, why do you need b'yom hashmini? Zoch the chasu seif. I'll tell you why. Because you're going to do mila, and you're going to do priya. Those two are mekalkel. But then, after you've done those two, you're going to do matzitsa. Now, matzitsa is not derech kilkul. Matzitsa, as we said before, is pikuach nefesh for the health of the child. So the malacha. The malacha which you're doing, when you do metzitza, the malacha is chabura, which is drawing blood. In metzitza, that's not derech kilkul, that's derech tikkun. So, frak the chasu seifa, what's the Gemara's raya? From the fact that the Torah needs a pasuk by Yom HaShemini to tell me I'm allowed to do bris milah, must be that even if you're mekalkel b'chabura, it's also called a malacha, and you're also chayav. Frak the chasu seifa, what's the raya? Lo elam, I'll tell you, chabura is just like any other malacha. And dafki, if you do it derech tikkun, you're chayev. If you do it derech kilkul, you're not chayev. Aye, so why do you need a pasuk? Not to tell me that you could do mila on Shabbos, that's obvious. And not to tell me you could do priya on Shabbos, that's also obvious, it's kalkul. But to tell me you could do metzitza on Shabbos. Because metzitza, that is derech tikkun. That is for the gesundheit of the child. That's not kalkul. So evsha dos kufa shtein pasuk. That's why you need the pasuk. That's why you need bayam ashmini to allow even metzitza to be done on Shabbos. As I frank the chasu seifa.
Don't need a pasuk for matzitza if it's pikuach nefesh.
Oh, zot the chasu seifa, same thing. According to the Ramban, this wouldn't be a kasha. The same thing. According to the Ramban, that the Ramban says the same shtickle Torah. According to the Ramban, that the Ramban says, divinely you do what's right. I ought to see you to find yourself in a situation of pikuach nefesh, as we said beforehand. So then, this you don't need a pasuk. You can't say this suggestion again. We're saying maybe Mila Priya is derech kilkul is not kilul Shabbos, Why did it possible to tell me that you could do a tzitza? According to the Rabban, this is not a valid suggestion. Because since I'm allowed to do the Mila, I'm allowed to do the Priya, I must say, what are you worried about the Matzitza? When you come to the Matzitza, it's Pekuach Nefesh, and according to the Rabban, you're allowed to put yourself in a situation of Pekuach Nefesh, I must say, then you don't need the possible. But according to the Baramoy, the Baramoy held, then the Chatchila, you're not allowed to put yourself in a situation. So, frek the Ramban, frek the Chazaseva. I must say, my kasha stands. Loyalam, I'll tell you, the Kalkul Chabura is Potter. And the Babis, you don't need the Pasuk for Mila, and you don't need the Pasuk for Priya. But you need the Pasuk to allow you to do Mila and Priya on Shabbos because of the fact that you're going to end up doing Matzitza, which is Daratikun. Those are the two kashas of the Chasa Sefer. And for the Chasa Sefer, the following doubts. The Chayra Agresa Chiddish. Abba says the Chasa Sefer Azeh. There's a Gemara in Masechtas Menachos. The Gemara says, speaking about one of the dinim which Rashi, with which we began, mentioned, the Korban Talmud can be bought on Shabbos. The Tomash of Shachar, the Musaf, Tomash of Ben Arbaim, even though it involves Shechita, which is a Malacha Deraisa, can be done on Shabbos. So the Gemara says, Be'emes, when you offer up a Tomid, a Korban Oida, there's Shechita, there's Kabbalah, there's Heilacha, there's Zrika, and there's Haktoras Emurim. Shechita, Kabbalah, when you get the dam, the Heilacha taking the blood to the Mizbeach, Zrika on the Mizbeach, and then there's Haktoras Emurim. Haktoras Emurim is also Malacha. Mave, you're burning the meat. Comes the Gemara, and the Gemara says, because of this posuk, the posuk that you're allowed to bring the Talmud on Shabbos, not only can you do the Shechita, Kabbalah, Heilacha, Zrika on Shabbos, but the Haktoras Emurim can also do on Shabbos. So the Gemara says, I'm paraphrasing the Gemara, but this is the gist. Fret the Gemara, the Haktoras Emurim, the Halacha is, it's Koshem Kalalailo. You don't have to do, if you bring a carbon oil today, you don't have to do the Haktoras Emurim now. You could do it tonight. As long as you do it before tomorrow morning, before Aris HaShachar, tomorrow morning, you're okay. So Bazoi, the Haktoras Emurim could be done without Chilul Shabbos. You shech today, the Shechita must be Bayoi. That's unavoidable. Shechita, Kabbalah, Heilacha, Zrika must be done by Yom HaShabbos. Agreed. But Haktoras Emurim? Doesn't need to be done now. Wait till Motzei Shabbos. You had a whole night to do it, and you would avoid any Chilul Shabbos. So from where do we know? What's the justification to do Haktoras Emurim on Shabbos? And for the Gemara, you know why you're allowed to do it? Because Hoyil, Ukvar, Dochso, Shechita, Es HaShabbos. Since this Korban Tomid has a Seidah, Shechita, Kabbalah, Heilacha, Zrika, Haktorah. Since the Shechita of the Korban Pesach has already been Doicha Shabbos, Oibazoi, that gives the power of the Korban Tomid that every part of the Korban Tomid, even those parts which don't need to be done on Shabbos, but they already have the Koyach to be allowed to done on Shabbos. Chiddush of the Gemara, Hoyil Ukvar Dochso Shechita Es HaShabbos. Since the Shechita was Reicha Shabbos, so it's like already in the gene, so to speak, of this Korban Tomid, that it has the power, every part of it has the power to be Reicha Shabbos, every part of it, from beginning to end, including that Haktoras Emurim. And therefore that's why you don't have to wait till Motzei Shabbos. You could do that Haktoras Emurim on Shabbos, because it's got the power, even though it doesn't need to be done on Shabbos, because Hoyil Ukvar Dochso. Says the Chasid Sefer, Amor Yedik HaChiddush. Every Bris Mila, in Ochanamba, Metzitza is not an integral part of the Bris Mila, but the Maisa, every single Bris Mila needs Mila, Priya, and Metzitza. So our question was the first Kasha. Do Bris Mila the last second of the day, and Metzitza Motzei Shabbos? Why? What's the heter to do on Shabbos? So the Chasid Sefer, just like we said by the Korban Tomid, since the Shechita was already Doicha Shabbos, that gives a power to every part of the Tomid to be Doicha Shabbos, even when it's not necessary to be Doicha Shabbos. You could do it Motzei Shabbos. Nevertheless, since the first part is Doicha, that empowers every part to be Doicha. So then here also, since the Mila and Priya have been given the power to be Doicha Shabbos, Oymazoi, do frekst akasha, the matitza should have to wait till Motzei Shabbos? No! The matitza also is empowered, gets the koyach to be doing the Shabbos, because since every mila requires mila, priya, matitza, therefore, haktora, matitza to mila is like haktora is to the Kabbat Tomin. Gets the power to be doing the Shabbos, and then you don't have to wait till Motzei Shabbos. And then there's all the chasas sefer, just quickly through, forever both kashas. The first kasha was, but do it last minute. Why? I don't have to do it last minute. Because since the Mila is Doicha Shabbos, that empowers that the Matzitza should also be Doicha Shabbos. And therefore I can do the Matzitza, I can do the Bris Mila. From this possible, you can work out that I can do Bris Mila even during the day. And similarly, the second kasha. The second kasha was, Efshem Kalkal B'Chabur is Potter. Why do we the possum to tell me that I can do Mila on Shabbos, even though that will mean that I'm going to have to do Matzitza? So the Chassidim know, if Mekalkel B'Chabura is Potter, then you don't have the Svara of Kvar Dochsa. If Mekalkel B'Chabura is Potter, then you don't have the Svara. Our whole justification to do Matzitza on Shabbos is, since the Shkita was Doicha Shabbos, that empowers the Matzitza to be Doicha Shabbos. But if you tell me Mekalkel B'Chabura is Potter, so it was the Mila and the Priya didn't need any Koyach to be Doicha Shabbos. So I'm locha. It's Mekalkel. Oymazoi, they know from where is the Matzitza going to get the koyach? Where is he going to draw the inspiration, so to speak, to be able to be Doicha Shabbos? He doesn't have this koyach of the Shechita and the Priya, of the Mila and the Priya. It's only if Mekalkel B'Chabur is Chayav, and nevertheless you tell me you could do Mila and Priya on Shabbos, Oymazoi, that creates a power in the Mila, that it got the power to be Doicha Shabbos. Oymazoi, if the Mila and Priya are Doicha Shabbos, that already empowers the Matzitza to also be Doicha Shabbos. Is there a Mazoi? Is not the Chazal Sefer forever both kashas? Do I have just 30 seconds, Rabbi Yisrael, just to finish off? L'chaira, Lulei Divrei Chazal Sefer, the Heilige Chazal Sefer, L'chaira, he's saying a massive Kiddush, because in L'chaira there's a Pashat Mokam L'charek, or in Chazal Sefer, Shtei Nishtazeh. Because L'chaira, you could say, Haktaras Emurim could be done on Motzei Shabbos Maskim, but it is an integral part of the Tamid. In Ochanama, it's not Ma'akev. If the Emurim, for example, get lost, the Korban is kosher. But if they are there, a Korban Tamid requires Kabbalah, Shechita, Kabbalah, Heilacha, Zika, Haktorah. It's a mitzvah in the Tamid. So then, says the Gemara, since the Shechita was Deicha Shabbos, that empowers the Haktorah also to be Deicha Shabbos. Mitzitza, in a Chanama, every single Bris Mila needs Mitzitza. True. But as we said before, for Ramesha, Zichrini Lebracha, it's not an integral part. It's not a sin. You can't, Mechira, you wouldn't have thought you could consider it a Seder, part of the order of Bris Mila. It just happens to be. Every time you do Bris Mila, the child ends up in danger, and you're going to have to do Mitzitza. But it's not a part of the Mitzvah of Bris Mila. It's something which always happens after the Bris Mila. You could have actually been questioned the Svara of the Chasam Sefer and said, in Ochanama, the Mila is Doicha Shabbos. But who says that gives the power to the Matzitza to be Doicha Shabbos? Oh, by Chasam Sefer, that's the tense.